Good morning. Our question today is, somebody who's in the middle of learning, does he have to stop learning in order to stand for somebody who is passing by, who is an elderly individual or a Talmid Chacham? Or you can effectively continue learning, but you have to, in the middle of learning, do you have to do that mitzvah? Or would we say, oh, sekh mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? You're involved in learning and you don't have to do another mitzvah, including standing up for somebody who's passing around, passing by. So in fact, this is a machlokis in the Gemara in Kiddushin. This is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, who said, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai La'amam Ibnei Rabok B'Sha'a Sho'osek B'Torah, that you are not, according to Rabbi Elazar, allowed to stand up for your Rebbe at the time that you are learning Torah. That is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, but Abaye Laitaha, he would curse that. He vehemently disagreed with that mamar of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi was of the view that even in the middle of learning, there was an obligation, an absolute obligation to stand up for your Rebbe when he was walking by. So that's the machlokis and the Gemara in Kiddushin. And in fact, we paskin like Abaye, that's the Psak of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeh Siman Reish Mem Dalet Sif Yud Aleph, that somebody who is involved in Torah, and the same actually applies, as we'll see shortly, somebody who's teaching others, a Malamed, they are obligated to stand up when there's a Talmud Chacham or an elderly individual passing by, even in the time of learning. When it comes to a Malamed, that's based on the Tshuva Shalmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld, who says there's no difference between somebody who is learning and somebody who is teaching others. A Malamed as well has an obligation to stand up. And the question is, why is that the case? Why is that the case that somebody has to be mafsik in order to do this mitzvah? So there are two reasons that are brought why even somebody who's learning has to stop. And reason number one is because yesh haflaf siko be'emtza limudo the mitzvah overis. Because this is considered a mitzvah overis, we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah that we will not have the opportunity to do later on. And accordingly, because it's a mitzvah overis, and also you cannot do this mitzvah overis ayyidei acher, you can't send a shaliach to do this mitzvah to stand on your behalf, because of those two reasons, those two conditions. It's a mitzvah overis, you only have the opportunity now, not later, and also you can't outsource it. Accordingly, you would have to stop your learning or do it during the learning. And this is the case even if it's going to be mafsik, meaning you can continue learning while doing this mitzvah. But even if you would have to stop, says the Oruch HaShulchan and says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, based on this first reason, it doesn't matter. You have to do the mitzvah even if it's going to be mevatel you from your learning for the time it takes to stand up. The second reason that we indeed stand up, even though we are doing Talmud Torah, is that standing up indeed does not mevatel somebody from his learning. So in other words, you can do both of them at the same time. And because you can do both of them at the same time, accordingly, stand up while you're learning, and you basically are eating your cake and having it too. But based on the second reason, apparently we would say that because you can do both at the same time, you should stand up. But what if you can't do both at the same time? What if it's going to really disturb your learning? Based on the second reason, we would say that you would not be obligated to stand up. It's only on the condition that it won't be mevatel your learning that you stand up. But if it's going to be mevatel your learning, indeed you would not stand up. But then we have to answer a fundamental question. Typically, we have a rule of osek b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Somebody who's involved in a mitzvah, he doesn't have to do the second mitzvah. And in fact, many of the Rishonim say it's not patur. He is absolved from the second mitzvah, osek b'mitzvah. You're doing mitzvah A, you're patur from mitzvah B, but you're not allowed to do mitzvah B. And here we are saying, that's the psak of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do mitzvah B, the standing. Why don't we say osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah when it comes to limud Torah as well? And Meiri says one reason, he says as follows, because Talmud Torah, the whole concept of Talmud Torah, is the havi lidei maisa. It's supposed to bring us to do actions. And accordingly, how could we say that somebody who is learning is not allowed to do an act of a mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, if the whole point of the learning is to teach us to do the maisa mitzvah? So accordingly, that would make no sense. Once again, the Meiri explains, why don't we say osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? You're learning Torah, Torah, don't do the second mitzvah that comes, don't stand up. And the Miri says the whole point of learning Torah is to teach us to do the Maisa mitzvah. So accordingly, you have a Maisa mitzvah to do, you have to do that Maisa mitzvah and don't say, I am learning. The whole point of that learning is to teach you to do that Maisa. That is reason number one. The Birka Yosef adds another reason why we don't say Hosek b'mitzvah, Pater Mina mitzvah. And he says that because as follows, Shekachi Amida, Nefisha Yom Osek b'zo mevato b'zo. The concept of Osek b'mitzvah, Pater Mina mitzvah, is that today I'm doing mitzvah A, and accordingly I'm going to say I'm involved in A, Hosek b'mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to do mitzvah B, but tomorrow it's going to be the reverse. I'm going to be doing mitzvah B, and then I'm not going to be able to do mitzvah A. So I'm going to have the opportunity based on that to do this mitzvah and that mitzvah. But if we say that about Limud HaTorah, that if you're Osek b'limud HaTorah, you can't do another mitzvah, somebody should be in Limud HaTorah basically all the time. And accordingly, if we say Osek b'mitzvah potur min mitzvah when it comes to learning, then you're never going to do any other mitzvahs. Accordingly, Osek b'mitzvah applies to other mitzvahs, but it does not apply to Limud HaTorah, because that would absolve us from ever doing any mitzvah. So this concept of Osek b'mitzvah potur min mitzvah based on the Birka Yosef does not apply to Limud HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.